From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. Captain's Log, July 5th, 2021, Amy A. We are in an apparent historic monsoon event the past few days here in Tucson. Folks have been thinking back to the event that happened in July of 2006, where several days of heavy rain created major flooding. The monsoon storm this past Thursday night was intense. The Rito was raging. Our roof leaked. The thunder lasted for hours. Be careful out there. Turn your car around if the road looks flooded. We may, in fact, reach that monsoon average total rainfall I talked about last week after all. This past week, I saw someone I hadn't seen in person for over a year and a half. What I didn't know is that she and her husband both had COVID and that she almost died. Throughout the few hours we were together, she was struggling to remember words she knows but can't find, and this is not unique to her. Another person I interviewed here on the Captain's Log said the same thing. He called it COVID brain. It's like a fog that is hard to wade through. Another similarity in their stories is that after she got the vaccine, it felt like she had it all over again. But it was the near-death moments that were hard to hear. The 3 days of next-level excruciating full-body pain, the point she asked her husband to buy her diapers because she couldn't get out of bed, and the time when the paramedics came to the house. This healthy, fit, active, and vibrant person almost died from COVID, and I'm really, really glad she is still here. At the Captain's Log headquarters this week, I compiled more answers to the question, what song or album got you through the past year? This is show number 9 on this topic, and we will have one more show, bringing it to a nice, even number of 10. Then I'll be hitting the streets with some roving Captain's Log interviews. If you want to be interviewed for the show, email me at amya@kxci.org. First up, in our further exploration of songs that got us through the past year, is a response from Hannah. She writes that the Judy Garland version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow helped her through the last year, and that the line, "If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why oh why can't I?" would often lead her to unexpected tears, and it was like she was hearing it for the first time. Hannah then came across a rare version of Judy Garland performing the song in her later years. Her voice is raspy, almost tortured, and you can even hear her crying, channeling the collective pain the world was experiencing through her performance. And maybe she was. She performed this version in 1955, the same year Emmett Till was killed and Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give up her seat. Hannah says whether it's the classic version or this later version, The message still comes through the same for her, and she'll forever associate this song with her experience in 2020.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me.
Next up, I have one from Sharon, who said that Ilabamba's song, Libra, got her through the past year. She says, Ilabamba are inventive musicians, and this particular tune offered her a sense of reinvention and a breath of spring in what was a fairly dark time.
They claim to stop, and all the fruits that they know so well, if they come or not,
Here's one from Adam, who says the John Lennon song Nobody Told Me has been running through his mind the last year and a half. Adam says the lyrics, "Everybody's flying and no one leaves the ground. Everyone's crying and no one makes a sound," really sum up the last 18 months for him. But adds that thankfully, every day it seems like things are getting a little better and closer to the old normal, and that he is hopeful and optimistic for the future.
D-ball! Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, nothing going on. There's always something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
You're tuned into the Captain's Log Project from KXCI in Tucson. I'm your host, Amy A., and we are exploring responses to the question, what song or album got you through the past year? Dominic wrote in with a list of songs that have carried him through some of the darkest days of this past year. He says the list of songs are like children, and he loves them all for different reasons. But the common thread is that they make him want to physically move about the house and give him energy. Here's one from Dominic's list by Styx called Lights.
Lights. will take me where I long to be. Just like a thousand nights before, somebody said to me, why do you do this to you? Why not sit back and relax? Go to the islands and forget it all. Slow down, you're moving too fast. You seem afraid it won't last. Take my advice, go straight and settle down. Thank you for caring, but tonight the lights will take me where I long to be. Just like a thousand nights before, I can't explain. It gives me something.
Give me the lights, precious lights. Give me lights.
Give me my hope. Give me my
energy. You can turn the wrong into right. Precious lights.
Illuminate me. Won't you let me play? Let me play. Won't you let me play?
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm your host, Amy A. Today we heard responses to the question, what song or album got you through the last year? Next week will be the final show of this series, and then I'll be hitting the streets with some roving Captain's Log interviews. If you want to be interviewed for the show, email me at amya@kxci.org. Thanks to Hannah, Adam, Sharon, and Dominic for sharing songs with us. If you want to listen to this or any past programs, see our playlists, or learn more about the show, go to kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log Project. I'll see you next week, and until then, live long and prosper.